Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, my goodness. SCOTUS is going to be looking at Roe v. Wade. They are, in fact, looking at it. I'm just getting around to talking about it. One of my friends flew up there to be part of the, well, I don't want to call it festivities, but to, you know, pray for the nation and see if we can get the Supreme Court to do the right thing. 6-3 in the Supreme Court, you'd think that we would take a serious look at what amounts to the killing of young babies. And, you know, when we talk about pro-life, pro-choice, it's a simple thing. I know people try to complicate it with trimesters and all these other things, but life begins at conception. It's really simple. It's not above my pay grade, and I've never been president. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. You know what we allow leftists to do? We allow them to complicate things and to politicize it when it's really very simple. The simplicity of it is that nobody, living or dead, has ever skipped conception. Sperm fertilizes an egg. I don't care whether it's in a petri dish or wherever. That's how we do it. Now, when we do cloning, maybe things will change. But this is the way every person formed, living or dead, right now. That's just the facts. That is the science, as they like to say. So we can debate. And you've heard me say this before, but I'll say it for the millions of new listeners I get every day to the program, that we can debate if you don't know that you're pregnant and you want to take a day after pill because you went out and had a night of debauchery. There are people, even on the side of pro-life, that would say, you know, don't know, no harm, no foul, right? I'm not saying all of them. I'm just saying there's some people that will go, well, hey, you don't know. There's some people that do understand that if you want to throw yourself, a woman, in front of oncoming traffic while you're carrying you act as the cradle of civilization, I can't stop you. So I can't control what you do. But the fact of the matter is that it is life, period. No ways around it. Glad you guys are here. This is a deep subject. Melissa and I were having a conversation, and she said something, and it prompted a new thought to me. Something that I hadn't thought in a long time. Something I've never heard anybody say, which I love those kinds of moments. But I thought about it and said, you know what? We are training youngsters to have no respect for life. And it sounds cliche. But it's not. You'll hear, man, these gangbangers in Chicago, they have no respect for life. And they don't. They shoot each other for sport. And that's one example of the statement. But I'm telling you, when I talk about respect for life, it's far worse. I'm talking about people who are alive and they believe in their dogma to such a degree that they will kill you for it. I'm not talking about people that think that they're, you know, in a war zone and they're fighting over turf. I could actually rationalize why the Crips and the Bloods are feuding. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't condone it, but I understand it. But what I don't understand is somebody who gets mad at me because my ideology differs from theirs. So the thing that I'm talking about that's far worse has to do with these snowflake generation kids who are lazy. They believe that life should be easy for them, and they believe that that you're bringing them into the world is your problem, not theirs. Now, have you heard of these kids that complain they didn't ask to be born? I researched it because I wanted to see what people out there, like a kid would say, I didn't ask to be born. My kids have never said that to me. I would doubt that many of your kids have, but I don't want to speak for everybody. Because I never thought about, I didn't ask to be born. I mean, no matter what was going on in my life, if I got mad at my grandparents, I didn't say, well, they didn't bring me into the world anyway, but they brought my mom into the world. But I never got so mad. I was like, I didn't ask to be born. Y'all brought me into this world. And I got to, you know, like, from the research I've read, it has to do with, well, I have to do chores. I have accountability, blah, blah, blah. And I'll get more into that when we get into the biblical aspects of it. But I had heard it. And I found the story. I think it was from 2019. It was in The Guardian, February 5th, 2019. Raphael Samuel, a 27-year-old antinatalist, believes it was wrong for his mother and father to create him without his consent. He calls himself alive and regretting it because he didn't ask to be born. But he's going to sue his parents. And I thought to myself, see, this is the level of crazy we've gotten to in the world. And there are a group of kids, and I think it's more than you think. They may not consider themselves antinatalist, but they do consider you wrong for bringing him into the world. They say it's a cruel world. You should have known. Many people right now say they don't want to bring other kids into the world because it's a cruel world. And what's interesting to me is I look at being born and I say, look at the opportunity I have. I mean, I don't know what you were thinking when you were just, you know, half of yourself. I don't know whether the sperm that fertilized my mom's egg, whether they were to get, you know, they're going, man, I hope I can find my egg, or the egg was saying, I hope I can find my sperm because I really want to be born because I'm going to become a radio host, the best radio host on the planet, with the number one rating in Africa. And, you know, I'm joking, but to form me, right? I don't think they were waiting around, saying, boy, I can't wait to find my mate so I can become Kevin Jackson and he will go on to do great things for the world. I was nothing. And whatever I've created is because of the, quote, opportunity that my parents gave me by birthing me. And the opportunity that God made by saying, I'm going to make you, Kevin, you specific. And you guys have heard me talk about this many times. It's one of my favorite sayings by Mark Twain, who says, there are two important days in your life, the day you were born and the day you figure out what you were born to do. And I think far too many kids, because of the education system, don't know what they were born to do. So they don't respect life. They don't even respect their own lives. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So we're looking at lots of stuff that's in the news, but I'm discussing a deeper topic around the SCOTUS ruling on abortion. And for the record, I don't think this ruling is going to go our way. Welcome back to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. We have a 6-3 Republican to leftist, conservative to leftist court by luck. Donald Trump put two people in, and I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think we're going to win this. I don't think that the sanity, the science around life will win. And I'll tell you why. I think that we've trained people not to care about life. And I'm talking about this guy who wants to sue his parents. This was a story in 2019. He was 27 years old. He wanted to sue his parents because he practices what he calls antinatalism. which is a system of belief that says it's morally wrong for people to procreate, and that a vast amount of human misery could be avoided by people if they didn't exist in the first place. Now, I want you to understand, this is the basis of abortion. People don't call themselves antinatalist, but that's what they are. They see abortion as me preventing bringing in a person into a world of corruption and greed and all these other things, that they are doing the world a favor. Now, there are some of them, and I've looked at it, there, and I want you to understand the different segments of this thing. There are people who are living in this world now. They don't regret it. They're not antinatalist in that sense, but they're mad that they now have to go make a living. So what they want is universal basic income. You know why that came up? It came up because people said, these very same types of people, like this guy that's suing his parents, they said, I didn't ask to be born. Why should I have to take care of myself when I didn't ask to be born? Now, I'm going to tell you, conservatives, we have a difficult time getting into this mindset. Because we look at being born as, look at the opportunity. Look at what I could become. I could become a surgeon, like my buddy and number one fan, Andy. Or I could be a housewife. I could be start my own group to go save America, like my buddy Kirk and my cigar buddies out there. Or you could be an engineer like my friend Andy, or a salesman like Kirby. I got all kinds of friends. You guys know me. I'm a fun guy to be around. So I got a lot of friends. And you know what I noticed about my friends? They're doing what they like to do. They have found a reason to be. The French say a raison d'être. I have a reason to exist. And look, I don't know what God puts in your heart, but I'll tell you this. The problem with leftists is they have nothing. They have nobody guiding them. There's not a higher consciousness that says, go do good or whatever. They follow the crowd. They follow the trends. And this guy, and I'll be honest with you, I think they're lazy. They're intellectually lazy. They don't want to find out what it is they're good at. Let me put it to you this way. I look at people. When I look at you, I see potential. You've got potential. I'm kidding. When I look at people, I truly do see potential. I do. Every single person. I believe. Now, don't misunderstand me. There's some people who are miswired. But even the worst serial killers or whatever, I'm going to tell you, there was a moment in their lives that flipped them, that made them go, oh. And if you could remove that moment, I'm going to tell you, inside of that person was somebody who would have contributed. Now, we learn from the worst of human nature. We do. We need to understand it. We need to understand the yin and the yang. If everything's good, you don't have a reference point. That's engineering, and it's also built on logic. So you have to be able, in order for me to appreciate sugar, I need to understand that there's a salt flavor. I've explained it this way as well. They took perfume, and they made it all florally, and they took all the best scents, and they said, okay, let's put this together, and they put it together, and it was a beautiful fragrance. But people went, it's missing something. You know what it was missing? A little hint of musk. Now, not many people want to smell musk. Have you ever smelled somebody that is funkier than a fat man's drawers? That's musk. And we've all experienced it for whatever reason. Didn't get a chance to take a shower for, you know, a few days or whatever. Well, you don't like a lot of it. But just a hint of it lets you appreciate the floral, you know, the other fragrances that are that smell good. So, anyway, same thing here. You got to have some strife in order to understand what it means to feel great. So, long story short, what we've done is we've taken that away. We've got kids that we say, let's protect them. Let's give them universal basic income. Let's make sure that they have a place to stay. They never not have a roof over their head. Have you ever been homeless even for a day. Maybe your significant other kicked you out of the house. Or maybe your apartment building burned and they condemned it or whatever. I mean, I'm just giving you scenarios. If you've ever experienced that feeling, you never want to experience it again. I'm just saying, you need to go through these things in order to be able to empathize, or certainly, at least anecdotally, know that they exist. These kids today, they don't miss meals. They're hardly ever hungry. We feed them, we clothe them, we house them. We supposedly educate them. So they don't lack for, they're like, woof, you know, what else? Let's find something else to complain about. I've told this story before, but one of my friends in Africa, who's African, he said, "Man, Kevin, I don't know why Americans are concerned about secondhand smoke." He goes, "You guys have a lot of free time on your hands to worry about secondhand smoke." Now, this is a guy whose villagers carry water for a mile to bring it back to boil it so they can eat. I mean, they have to bathe in rivers. I mean, I could go on. They're like, "We're way too busy. We're worried about our next meal. You people are looking for stuff to be upset about." "Well, there's not enough stuff taught about black people in America, man. Oh, my gosh." So, anyway, this guy, he wants to sue his parents. He says, "But I love my parents, and we have a great relationship, but they had me for their joy and pleasure." He gets no joy and no pleasure from his parents. He gets no. See, I would counter sue and say, "Well, then, if you ever have any joy, you're going to pay us back. If anything in life brings you happiness, if you go to a comedy show and go see the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour by Kevin Jackson, you're going to owe us, buddy." When we get back, we'll talk more about this. Indeed.
Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The question is on passage of the bill. Those in favor, please say aye. Those opposed, please say no. The ayes have it.
The House on Thursday passed a bill to extend government funding through February 18th. The measure then went to the Senate, where it faced a partisan battle. Some senators indicate they would push for a shutdown in an effort to leverage President Biden's OSHA vaccine mandate. Later on in the night, the Senate passed a resolution to continue government funding through February of next year. The measure passed in the Senate 69-28. The state of Oklahoma filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration's constitutional overreach on Thursday in order to block the enforcement of Biden's vaccine mandate for federal employees. The lawsuit started flying one day after the defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, denied Oklahoma Governor Republican Kevin Stitt a request to exempt Oklahoma National Guard from the mandate. USA Radio News. Let's get an inflation update.
45% of Americans in a new Gallup poll reported that recent price increases are causing their families some degree of financial hardship, with 10% describing the hardship as severe. Gallup saying lower income households are likely to be hit especially hard by the recent price increases, with 71% of households making less than $40,000 a year saying inflation has caused hardship. This as Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton believes President Biden is doing more harm than good when it comes to inflation.
We've had this pandemic for 2 years. We didn't have this kind of inflation, though, until Joe Biden and the Democrats took office, and he's largely just shifting the blame. He's not trying to come up with answers. He's blaming oil companies or OPEC for high gas prices, for instance. Well, it's Joe Biden who shut down the Keystone Pipeline on his first day in office, who refuses to authorize other pipelines needed to move petroleum products across the country.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We will discuss a lot of things in this program today. Kamala Harris's meltdown, Joe Biden's poll numbers, and effectively his meltdown as well. Probably get to that in the second hour. Right now, we're looking at how SCOTUS, the Supreme Court, might rule in Roe v. Wade. And this is an easy decision if you remove politics. The idea that a woman says, well, it's my body, and you go, it is your body, but when you get pregnant, it does have you now have a responsibility. Now, we could argue that in the event of rape or incest, well, the woman did not consent for, you know, the being to be there. And you, I mean, I'm just saying, if you're pro-life, you, there are many people who are pro-life who go, I see that as an argument. Now, I have friends who are, well, not that many, but I have a couple of people have come to me, acquaintances, I should say. And they said, Kevin, I was born of a rape. And if you believe that, you know, the woman can choose not to have a baby because she was raped, she was sexually violated, then I wouldn't be born. I get it. See, it's not my personal reality, because my mom and my dad were married. Now, I've told my story. My mom was in the process of divorcing my dad when she found out she was pregnant with me. So can you imagine what she would have done today? I'm glad you guys are here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So I think using the backdrop of this guy who wants to sue his parents for being born and understanding his motivation is a good thing. It makes us take pause and understand that there are a group of people out there who see their birth as a burden. Why would you burden me with birth? I didn't give you permission for me to be born. Well, you can't. That's the beauty of parenthood. Parenthood is about creation. There's no way to retroactively look for permission. He says, this guy who's he's 29 now, he's 27 at the time, he says, isn't forcing a child into this world and enforcing it to have a career kidnapping and slavery? Yeah, kidnapping and slavery. So he's going to sue his parents. I looked this thing up when I was looking for people who say, you know, I didn't ask to be born, which I think is such a cop-out. What it tells me is that you don't have a respect for life, that you're a piker. You want somebody to tell you exactly how to do things, and it's all going to be easy. Let me tell you something. God never told us it would be easy. Now, there was another site that I went to, and it says, while your children should treat you with respect and show you that they appreciate you, they shouldn't wait on you hand and foot. For some reason, we tend to think that our kids have to do everything we ask of them, and that's just not realistic. You're the one who brought your kids into the world, but that doesn't mean you own them. I just want you to know there is a thought process where they say, you did it. It's your fault you brought them into the world. Well, first of all, no human being can own another, but as a parent, you have a different level of responsibility towards your child. And it's biblical as to how your child should respond to you. Yes, your children are human beings, but they are meant to do things for you. And in fact, a good child, a child raised right, will say, not only am I happy that you did things for me while I was forming, in your waning years, I will be happy to do things for you. So it balances itself out if we're doing it right. And I'm not, look, for kids that end up putting their parents in homes, that may be the best situation. Most parents would not want to burden their children by saying, you got to do this for me, clean my bedpan every day or whatever. We did it for my wife's aunt. She spent a year with us. She's a quadriplegic. She's not anymore, because every single day I worked with her with physical therapy almost every day. I know at least 200 to 250 days out of the year that she was with us, I worked every muscle, big muscle in her body. I'm arms, hands. I mean, and she's functional now. And her mom, my wife's did a lot of stuff for her as well. So I understand the responsibility. This is a person who could not move at all, couldn't scratch her nose. And she got better. She got to where she could scratch her nose. And she's back living in her own house and doing better. But it isn't about who brought you in or what. I mean, once you're here, it's an opportunity to find out what you're good at. Where do you get fulfillment? There's a reason why God created you. That's my feeling. In this other site that I went to, I love this site because it was insightful. And it took the biblical aspect of this question into play. It says, many parents have heard some version of I didn't ask to be born from their children. It usually comes up when a child objects to something like accountability or an unpleasant chore. Of course, the same logic never leads the child to politely refuse a gift, decline help, give up their preferences. Logically, there's an inherent self-contradiction in the complaint, no one asked if I wanted to be born. Beyond that, the site writes, the concept is irrelevant. Now, this came up to me because I was thinking about sort of a deeper meaning around how kids have become so fatalistic and how we've built this abortion culture. And I said to myself, we've trained these kids to think this way. We've allowed them to believe that it is a detriment to be born, that they're now promised a good life and it's our responsibility to give it to them. And because they believe, and similarly to these antinatalists, that it's our responsibility not to allow children to be born, they see abortion as something that's good. It is a public service. You understand what I'm saying? They see, we look, the girls were taking abortion pills, fake ones, of course, in front of the Supreme Court, and they're celebrating the idea that they're killing a child. Now, as I said earlier, we can debate on, do you know you're pregnant, take a morning after pill, and, you had unprotected sex because you were drunk and, throwing yourself at different guys. Okay, but we might also look at your behavior. So there's many angles to all of these things, but these girls are proudly talking about abortions. There are women in this world who proudly talk about the number of kids that they've killed. Now, let me just put it in a little bit of perspective. Okay, you're proud that you killed a baby that you never saw. I would ask you this, would you be equally proud if you killed a toddler? So what we've done is we've sort of made this idea that if I don't see the baby, then it doesn't really exist. It's not a baby. Well, that's like saying if I never went to France, it doesn't exist. Maybe it doesn't exist for you, but there are millions of Frenchmen that it does. Oh, Kevin, you're starting to preach. Welcome again, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So he says, using the same standards applied to everything else, God is entirely justified for holding his creations accountable. And as his creations, we should recognize the benefits of existence with as much clarity as the difficulties. So I'll put it to you in a way that I understand it. That's like saying, okay, I'm born and I'm having strife. I grew up poor. Do I regret it? Not one bit. Did kids grow up better than I did in terms of financial? Absolutely. Some of them grew up smarter. A handful grew up better looking. You know, very small minority. You know, but whatever it is, I didn't regret it. Because I know God has a plan for me. And whatever tools that he gave me, I'm prepared to use them. And all because for his glory, not for mine. I tell people, look, I'm a talented dude. If I want to be an egomaniac and try to get ahead, I don't know that it would be God's plan. But the point is, if I wanted to abandon all rationale, I know how to do it. I'm pretty good at what I, you know, I can schmooze. But I won't. I'm going to be genuine my whole life. Whether you like it or not. So, you know, anyway, we train these kids to be fatalistic, to not respect life, to look at abortion as a public service, to brag about the number of babies that they've killed. And we, and I'm going to blame the movement, we are so, we lack such creativity in getting them to see this our way. You want to know why? Because we're so dogmatic. We're so in your face. The Bible says, the Bible, this, that, but whatever. Let me tell you something. I don't know many people, including Christians, who get, I mean, we get skeptical when you start going all biblical. How about you just explain it in terms that I can understand, in a way that's in a concept that I go, ooh, I never thought of it that way. And that's what I'm trying to do right now, is make you see this just a little bit differently.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
SCOTUS is going to hear a landmark case, Roe v. Wade, and I wanted to put it into a different perspective. I think it's boring for us to just talk about abortion in terms of, you know, there's pro-abortion, pro-life, you know, abortion people, whatever. I think it's boring. I think it's tedious. It's a simple thing that we allow an argument to develop over nonsense. If you're pro-life, you understand what I'm talking about. And for the record, you can be pro-life, but understand the choices that people have to make. Can we admit that? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. This is a deep subject and one that hits home for me because we lose so many philosophical battles between liberal and conservative. Conservatives say life at all cost. I don't think we do. And liberals don't say death at all costs, but they can be fatalistic and in some cases antinatalistic. And that's what we're talking about now. People that say, I didn't ask to be born. And now we're looking at it from a biblical perspective, because in this article that I read that was more God-centric, it said, first, asking to exist is a contradiction in terms. If someone or something asks, that thing exists already. If it does not exist, it can neither accept nor dispute being created. In the strictest logical terms, saying, I did not ask to be born is either irrational or obvious, but is in any case meaningless. When we are conceived, we come to exist as living souls. There is no one to ask prior to that. This is a brute fact of existence itself, they write. Whether or not one is happy about existing, he still exists. Whether what a person chooses to do with his or her existence is all that matters. And see, that's where I get to the crux of it. Leftists don't know what to do with their existence. You want to know why? Because they're lost. And I've said this years ago. I talk about people used to say when I watch TV, they hold these movies, made-for-TV movies would say something like, yeah, I want to go find myself. And I used to, as a kid, I would say to my grandmother, what do you mean they want to find themselves? That's crazy, you know, and I would joke about it. I didn't understand the concept. And it was, I hardly ever heard a black person say that in my entire life. I got to find myself. But I heard white people say it all the time, and it was a joke. I went, how are you going to look for yourself? You're right there. Just go look in the mirror. You know, the typical little kitty responses. But as I grew older, I went, I get it. They're going, I've got to go find the thing that drives me, that innate spirit that exists in you. That's that little sprinkle of God. But therein lies the problem. The problem is, leftists don't know God. They don't. Oh, and it's funny because, well, I'm spiritual. Yeah, well, I'm not going to, you know, again, whatever a person's walk is and their spirituality is their own business. But as a rule, leftists tend to be very secular. And so they're like, you know, I don't need all that. And that's the problem, is when you don't have anything that you're searching for, that inner core, that spark that says go do this. By the way, I still believe that God moves in those people. They ignore it. But when they don't find it, when they're not seeking it, then they become antinatalistic. They become fatalistic. Why am I here? Why isn't somebody taking care of me? I have never in my life felt like that. Never. I've been down. Let me tell you, things around here move day to day. We get good news, and then boom, the bottom falls out. We get okay things, something goes good, and then, you know, something doesn't happen. And it's so often, as my grandfather would say to me, he says, get used to disappointment, because it's good. He used to say, discipline disappointment, because it's going to keep on happening. And so you learn to just understand that you're probably going to be disappointed. So you got to live in the moments when things go good. It's funny. So Angie runs merch for me, and we built the store and everything. And we think that our messaging is amazing. And we'll go on. There'll be days where nobody buys anything. And it isn't the buying of the objects that matter to us. It's the spreading of the message. And so we're disappointed, because our message isn't getting spread. Somebody's not wearing that T-shirt or that hat that espouses our ideology, the way I think it. Because most of the things that we put together are things that come out of my brain. So it's disappointing. But then, well, the next day, we'll get $200-$300 worth of, you know, sales, which, for the record, we don't make very much on it. Enough to have done the store, but we're not paying for college educations or buying ourselves Bugattis. But we're happy about it. because we know the message is out there. Every time I get a message from one of you, especially, and I'm not trying to treat new people better, but I'm saying when I get something new, I'm like, oh, great, we've expanded. We've added to the family. Because I believe, honest to God, this is what I was called to do. I'm not saying radio. Not by any means. I'm talking about communication. Getting the word out about things and being unapologetically, unafraid to say it. In a world that says, you better be ready to apologize, Kevin Jackson. I'm not apologizing. So anyway, this particular article goes on to say the book of Romans indirectly touches on the complaint I didn't ask to be born, speaking to those who object to God's sovereignty. Paul says this, but who are you? A human being to talk back to God? Shall what is formed say to the one who formed it, why did you make me like this? Does not the potter have the right to make out of the same clump of clay some pottery for special purposes and some for common use? I love that. So, your kids have no reason to complain. Birth is an opportunity. Think about all the people who don't get their chance. And I'm not talking about an abortion. I'm talking about all the little swimmers that are going to find that egg, and they don't get it. All the eggs that go to waste every month. Women know what I'm talking about. They don't get their shot. But you got yours. And I don't know, you know, I can't speak to what my mom was thinking about with me. I can only, because my grandmother never said your mom didn't want you or anything like that. But I know that my brother and I are 15 months apart. And my mother was in the process of leaving my father. She had come back to Texas. My brother was born in Texas. We flew to New Jersey for the Air Force thing my father's doing. And then we flew back because she left him. And I think he was, I don't know where he got stationed and what happened from there. But I do know this. She was pregnant with another baby by a dude that she now knew was a scoundrel. And in today's, you know, circumstances, I probably would have been aborted. And it wouldn't have even been a second thought, particularly in the black community. But nobody's ever said that to me. That's the inkling. That's what I would believe. But she didn't do that. And I have a purpose. And you're listening to me right now. I don't know. Here's, you know, there was a song we used to sing in church. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. I believe that. But I also believe it of you. And we are not antinatalistic. We are happy that our parents birthed us. Anyway, let's go back to the Supreme Court. I'm still wondering what these people are going to do. Because, see, they've trained people to understand that we're overpopulated. And that somebody's going to have to make these life and death decisions. And it can't be left up. We need to keep it in the masses. We need to keep people stupid in thinking about this. We can't let people think about life the way I'm explaining it now. We have to make them understand that it is not, that they should be antinatalistic and they should be fatalistic. And I remember watching TV shows where couples would say, I can't imagine bringing a child into this evil world. That's what they want for you. That's why evil exists. So you have to make that decision of, and even as strong conservatives, we would go, you know what? It is an evil world. It's a cruel world, but you still go have babies. Because you know that through God, everything is possible, that your child will have an opportunity to do, especially here in America. So here's my final point on this. I don't know what the Supreme Court will do. I believe even this so-called conservative court is going to look at this from a eugenicist point of view and say, you know what? We got to let these people continue to kill themselves. Because if we don't, we'll be overpopulated. But when we get a handle on it, we will then determine who lives and dies from an elitist point of view. Right now, we want the minions to do it, but we'll do it later.
is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.